Hello and welcome to the Bond of Friendship. This is the place where I talk about animals, dog breeds, and animal causes. Hello, I'm Carrie, and today I will be talking about the COVID buddies that may be returning to shelters and what can be done to alleviate some of the reasons why they're going back. As we know, the world is slowly returning to the new normal. People are going back to work, and people are concerned about pets that may have separation anxiety or destructive behaviors. Or maybe the kids are going back to school and people may be thinking, they don't need that puppy or dog anymore. A pet that was their constant companion that they loved and talked to through the pandemic. Well, I say, think again. Would you give away a family member because they had difficulty being alone after a year of togetherness? I don't think so. Also, if the pet goes away or you tell the kids that they ran away, you're sending a message that you can send a pet away or a family member or anyone else when they are no longer convenient. I don't think these are good things, and I believe if a family member was having difficulty after the pandemic, I'd like to believe in my heart that most of you would try to help that family member feel okay again and encourage them to get some help. Basically, we can help pets readjust too, and my focus here is on dogs because they're the ones who are likely going back to shelters. More in a moment. Welcome back, and please consider canines and other animals are highly intelligent and they can learn. Sometimes what is needed is some retraining and some practice. One of the practices that can help dogs is a mock leave, M-O-C-K, mock. Pick up your keys and head towards the door and then abruptly go sit down. Next time, grab your keys and hand your pet a treat or a safe chew toy they like and then calmly go out the door for a few moments or minutes. And if everything is good and there's not too much crying, repeat. The treat can help because it is something most dogs look forward to. Encourage all family members to practice this. And this will take some repetition, but eventually the keys and you leaving will be signaling to the dog that something good is about to happen. They are about to get a treat or a favorite toy. And the favorite toy should be put out of sight and only used when you are leaving. But definitely leave the toy with the dog while you're gone, but when you come back, pick it up. This can help alleviate some of the fear and anxiety. Some other ideas are to get a dog walker to come in and tire your pet out, or someone to come in and play with your cat for a little while. Or maybe there's a neighbor or friend you trust that would really enjoy the interaction. It would be good for both of them. I'm hoping that more people will consider keeping the buddy who offered them emotional support, someone to care for, and a cuddly friend who listened to all of our problems without complaining. Pets are work. I know this for sure. I have 3 rescue dogs and birds, but I can only hope that people will consider working out the problems. Pets are family and give us unconditional love, companionship, and for many of us, a reason to strive for more. I am very concerned with this because many shelters can only take in so many animals before tough decisions have to be made. I personally would like to offer any ideas I can to those who may be contemplating giving up a pet now. So if you know someone who needs pet training suggestions, please contact me at codabotadog@gmail.com. codabotadog@gmail.com. And I will be glad to offer some suggestions for getting pets back on track and staying with the family or transitioning to another family. Thank you for listening.